Hello and welcome to the Everyday Adventure Podcast. My name is Nikki Bass and I will be bringing you thoughts and ideas and hopefully some inspiration on how to build more adventure into your everyday life. So today I am delighted to welcome Joyce Ossay to the show. So Joyce is a business analyst, she's a champion of diversity and inclusion, and she is also now a published author. She wrote her first book, The Adventures of Amma and Kwesi in Barbados, which was published earlier this year. And so that is the reason I wanted to speak to her for the show today. Joyce and I first met a few years ago when I attended an event run by Voice at the Table. It was a women's leadership event, and Joyce and I immediately connected, and we've stayed in touch since then via LinkedIn. So when I saw that she'd published the book a few months ago, I immediately ordered it for my children. And they absolutely loved it. And so when I read that, I was like, actually, I really want to speak to Joyce. So up to this point, the podcast has predominantly been focused on physical adventure and that interrelationship between physical and psychological. But those of you who listen regularly will know I very much take the perspective that adventure is a psychological phenomenon first. It really is about stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying something new and having the resilience and tenacity to keep going, even when it feels like the odds are stacked against you. And so writing a children's book when writing is not something that you normally do, I think is a huge adventure. I know it's something that a lot of us think about. I'd like to write a book, but I don't even know where to get started. And so for Joyce to actually have gone through that whole process and to have published her first book and to have a few more in the pipeline as well, I just think is an amazing achievement. And I thought it would be wonderful to hear her story and her journey and hopefully inspire a few of the other budding authors out there to pick up a pen and start writing too. So welcome, Joyce. I guess the first question I've got really is where did the idea for your book come from? What inspired you to get started on it?
Yeah, thank you, Nikki. That was an amazing introduction and I'm absolutely delighted to be here. Just to share a little bit, I'll have to take you back to 2011, summer 2011. So I was on maternity leave, pregnant with my second child. And that summer, I just spent a lot of time reading stories to my daughter, who was three at the time. And it took me a while, but after a while, I realised that none of the characters in the stories that I've been reading to her looked like her. And I just thought to myself, you know, why is that? How comes none of the characters look like her? I didn't do anything about that question because it just floated into my mind and then floated back out again. And then obviously, you know, the baby's born and all the rest of it. And before you know it, I'm back at work. But then fast forward 4 years, and then I started working in diversity and inclusion. And I was working at a gender diversity company at the time and came across a piece of research which talked about the things that impact a woman's career. And one of the things that impacts a woman's career is the lack of role models. So if a woman works in a company and doesn't see someone that looks like her in a senior position, she doesn't necessarily think that it's possible to achieve that. And so I realized that actually that question that I asked myself a few years earlier, this was part of the answer. It was around identifying the lack of role models in children's stories. And so that's what inspired me to start this journey and start writing.
That's so interesting, isn't it? Because I mean, I know we've had this conversation before, but absolutely one of the sort of the ideas when I was setting up this podcast was very much around this point about representation and role models seeing yourself or elements of yourself reflected out there, that you start to believe that something is possible. So I think absolutely, that link, like you're saying, that you start to question, hold on a second, where are these role models? Where is this representation? Absolutely. It can really sow the seed of something, of thinking, okay, this needs to change and how do I change it? So you had this idea and about the book. So where did it go from there?
So, well, at that time when I asked myself the question, though, how comes, you know, none of the characters look like my daughter? I also had the thought it'd be really good if someone could write more stories with children from African or Caribbean backgrounds. I didn't actually think that person would be me. I just thought it'd be really good if someone could do that, you know, because in my head, I'm not an author. I was working in business development at the time, and that's what I did. And, you know, when I come back from maternity leave, that's what I was going to continue to do. So, yeah, that was one of the things, was actually, I didn't own that idea. I just thought somebody else should do that. You know, there's clearly an issue there, and someone needs to sort it out. But as, you know, I started working in gender diversity and inclusion and finding out more about, you know, the impact of diversity in organisations, I came to understand how important it really is to be able to provide role models to children that look like my daughter, but beyond, you know, to all children, just providing kids with access to people that they would want to be or want to go on adventures that they've been on. And so, yeah.
But at what point did you then start thinking, actually, maybe it is me? When did that change occur, and how did it come about?
That's a great question, actually. So that change happened in 2016. And that's when I shifted and basically created some space in my mind. And that allowed me to be creative. And so I thought, you know, this is the period, now's the time that I'm going to actually do something about it. In fact, my husband encouraged me. He's like, Joyce, you've had this idea of writing a story for a while now. I think you need to actually start writing it. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is it, 2016. This is going to be the year that I'm going to start it. So I did. And I just would write a little bit every day and was, you know, when I'm taking the kids to school on the drop-off, the chats that we'd have were really inspiring. So I'd nick little bits of that and put it down. I'd make little notes. And some of that comes out in the story. And so, yeah, the children have been huge inspiration. I mean, the characters are loosely based on my son and daughter because, you know, again, going back to that whole piece around, oh, I'm not an author. So I just started with what I had. And that was, I looked around, I got inspired by what was in front of me, which was the children, because now they were growing up and their personalities were coming through. So I had something to write about that now. And so, yeah, and their relationship and everything. And so, yeah, that's when I sort of took ownership of it. And in 2016, I said, right, I'm gonna write this book now. Amazing. I don't know what I'm going to write about.
Yeah. And that's it. It's finding that start point, I guess. So fast forward a few years then, and it was published. And I know, I've spoken to you already about the reaction. My children both read it, absolutely loved it. I know you've had some wonderful reactions from people as well. I'm guessing there probably were a few challenges along the way, though, in getting from that point of starting. You already mentioned about, you know, I suppose that belief of yourself as an author, but also just in terms of the practical aspects of getting a book out there. What are some of the things you encountered? And I guess also, how did you manage those? How did you deal with them?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the first challenges was my mindset. So it was really around shifting that mindset. And once I stopped telling myself stories about myself, which weren't true, that helped a great deal, because then I was able to embrace this whole thing about, right, I'm going to be an author. And so that was one huge challenge. The other challenge was around also just kind of letting go that I don't need to have the answer to everything. Because sometimes you know, you can feel a bit overwhelmed thinking, well, okay, if I'm going to start doing this, well, how do I do this? And, you know, that was a step for me, a learning for me, is I don't need to know the answer to everything. I just need to know, maybe to find out where I'd find the answer. Maybe there's a particular person that actually has that experience, link in with them and get the answer there. And so that helped me a great deal in terms of the practical aspect, because I then reached out to other people that have actually published children's books and got a deeper understanding of what the process involves. And also, you know, where do you get illustrators from? How does that whole illustration piece work? Because I didn't know. And so, yeah, it was just round about finding who would have the answer. If I didn't know, who would know? Yeah. Google came up top. Sometimes people helped as well.
Absolutely. Well, we often talk, I think, on the show, most of the guests I've spoken to have, we've touched on this idea of support and community, because for me, that's such an important part of getting started on any sort of adventure is actually, I think, firstly, having people around you who believe in you as well. And you touched on your husband going, right, you know, you're gonna get on with this now. Yeah. And I just wonder, you know, how much of that has been an important part of your journey too? Has it something that's made a big difference?
Oh, it's made a huge difference, huge difference. There is absolutely no way I could have been on this journey without the support of my husband, my family and my friends. Because, you know, this whole journey, it's taken 8 years because the book got published in February this year. And so I simply couldn't have done that on my own. Mm. No way. So it's huge. A huge part of this journey has been the support I've had from other people around me, where I just wanted to give up after I've shed loads of tears and I'm, you know, I didn't want to play anymore. And they're like, you've come this far, you can't let it go now. I'm like, okay, I'll keep going.
It's like, but I want to stop, just let me stop. Yeah, I think so many of us can relate to that feeling, definitely. So what have been then some of the benefits of you know you've been on this journey for 8 years, you've had your book published, had some wonderful reception, so I suppose there's the achievement in itself of getting the book out there, but then in terms of, I guess, the wider benefits you've experienced as part of doing this, what are some of those?
I would say patience was a huge unexpected benefit, and there was kind of patience for myself. Whilst being on this journey, I've had to be patient with myself because, you know, as I said before, I don't know the answer to everything and it takes time to find out that answer. I've also had to be patient with the process because I didn't know, you know, there's only so much you can know about a process, but until you actually start it and go through it, that's when you get the deep understanding. So I've had to be very patient around the process and just letting things happen and not forcing things before their time. And sometimes that can be very testing, And that's probably what led to the shedding of tears at some points, because it's just like, oh, I'm getting impatient. But actually, just when you trust the process, it will happen. And yeah, that's been a huge learn. And of course, the people around me having patience with me as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been really key. I think there was two kind of other unexpected benefits, I think. One was around my purpose. So I had a conversation with my uncle last summer, and he's a performance consultant as well for his day job. But I sat down with him and we went through an exercise, and by the end of the exercise, it really showed me that everything about what the book stood for kept cropping up. And it was in that moment I knew that that book was intrinsically linked to my purpose. And so I did have to get it published. And so that was the catalyst really for where I was 7 years prior, sort of, you know, it's working on it on the side in addition to the day job and all the rest of it. Mm. But last summer, that when I realized that the book was part of my purpose and that I definitely had to get it out, that's where, you know, that the pace really increased.
That's so interesting. And I think, I know that's, you know, that sense of purpose is something I talk about in terms of resilience, actually, that having a sense of purpose, having a reason for doing something, it being intimately connected, I guess, to your why, to what you're standing for and your own values and your own, you know, whatever it is that I guess that's sown the seed in the first place. Yeah. It's such a driver, and I guess can get you through some really tricky stages as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, just to put some context to that purpose, so the book is around acknowledging and celebrating, you know, differences, particularly around different cultures, but it's also about increasing representation and providing access to role models. And that's what that purpose was for me. And I thought, right, once I've been able to crystallize it, now I need to make it happen. Mm. So, yeah, that was a huge benefit. You know, if I hadn't written the book, I wouldn't know to what extent my purpose actually was. So that's been hugely helpful. Although painful, it's been very helpful.
I think, to be honest, sad it is, I think some of the best lessons are... You need that pain sometimes, I think, to do the growth. And, you know, I remember one of my coaching clients once saying that to me. She's like, this has been brilliant, but I wish it hadn't had to be so painful. I'm like, but you wouldn't have got here otherwise. So, yeah. It's being able to bear it, I think, and be able to see it as something that's driving you too. So that's, yeah, amazing. So one of the questions that my kids asked me on reading your first book, when they got to the end, they said, it says the adventures of Amory Price. So does that mean there's more? So I had to ask you in person, what's next? Are there more coming up?
Oh, brilliant. Yes, there are. There is more coming up. Yeah. So the vision is to write a collection of 7 stories. And the second one, I know for a fact, they will be going to Ghana. So you hear it here first.
Oh, they're going to go exclusive.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, they're going to go on their second adventure.
Fantastic. And in terms of, I guess, I'm sure you have it all mapped out, and I'm not going to ask you to give us more any exclusives, but in terms of, I guess, the destinations and the stories that are going forward, are they going to be mapped to your own experience, your own, I suppose, where are the ideas for those coming from? Are they?
Yeah, so a lot of the ideas are coming from places that I've travelled to and have been inspired by. So, you know, when I was 25, I went to Australia for 3 months. I travelled around Australia. You know, that's a country that's really close to my heart, and I'd love to bring that to life and let the characters go there and experience Australia as well. But one of the things that I find so fascinating, when I've gone into schools and done workshops with the book, and at the end I ask the children, where do you want them to go next? The answer's always really fascinating. And so far I've had Japan, Thailand, Mexico, and North Carolina.
Wow.
I was like, North Carolina.
That's fair. Well, there you go. There's way more than 7 books there.
Exactly. And if my son has his way, he's politely asked me that the characters go to all the Caribbean islands as well.
Amazing.
I'm going to be quite busy.
Yes, I was about to say, you got your work mapped out for you. And what I love, I think, because I think this is something that often when people think about writing a book, you get stuck in the, well, I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to say. And I think what's come through so powerfully and what you're talking about is actually, if you start with your own experience and what resonates with you, then you always have something to say. And then you might branch out from there, I guess, in future. But that's an amazing starting point, because it's something that you know so well, and because it's important to you as well. So that's really interesting. So I guess that leads me on nicely to my next question, really, which is, I guess, if anybody is listening and is thinking either, you know, I've had this idea for a book and I really want to get started, so I don't know where to start, or just actually about they've got their own type of adventure that they want to get started on, and you know, and then they're a bit worried about taking that first step. What sort of advice would you give them? What's your one piece?
I would say, I've got a couple of bits of advice actually.
You'll have more than one. I always just say one. You can have two, that's fine.
Say, make Google and YouTube your best friend, because whatever idea that you've got, just cross-check it and see whether actually someone's actually already published a book like that. And if they have, what can you put, what kind of spin can you put on it with your experience and through your lens? So that's a really good starting point. And the next would be to buy yourself an ideas book and just jot down any kind of little idea or what inspires you, a conversation, something you might have overheard, an article you've read, just jot that down. And leave it to do its thing, and maybe come back to it a week later and you might have some clarity around it, and that can help, you know, start the process as well. And the other thing as well is that I have become a diversity and inclusion ambassador at Book Brilliance Publishing, And so we're very much looking for, you know, diverse, inclusive stories. So if writing a book is something you're interested in doing, then yeah, do get in touch with me as well. And we can just start that conversation.
That's amazing. I mean, that's such a generous offer. Thanks, Joyce. I think that's a lovely thing to share with people. And also, I think, yeah, your advice there, which is so practical, but that thing of just having somewhere you can put your ideas as they pop into your head. I mean, I know for me, I have post-it notes and all and napkins all scattered all over the place. But yeah, I've started to do it on my phone now to be a bit more practical, but it does make such a difference because it's helping the seeds form in your head, like you say, having someone to refer to. So if people want to get hold of your book or find out more about what you're doing, where can they go?
Yeah, so the book's available on Amazon, so you can get it from there. But, you know, everyone can contact me on LinkedIn, and I'm also on Twitter.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to speak to you today, and I'm sure you've inspired a lot of people to think about if they've been thinking about picking up a pen or sitting at their computer and getting started. Yeah. I'm sure that's been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much, Joyce. It's been amazing. Hope you catch up soon.
Thanks a lot, Nikki. Take care.
Bye.
So I hope you're feeling inspired after my conversation with Joyce and her amazing adventures in terms of writing her book. This week, I wanted to pick up on the point she made about how we see ourselves and the story we tell ourselves about ourselves, and how much of a difference that makes to our feeling of what we can and can't achieve. And for Joyce, it was that she didn't see herself as a writer when she had the idea or had this niggling sense that she wasn't seeing her children represented in the stories that she was reading them, that the first instinct was, well, someone needs to do something about it. But that someone's not me because I'm not a writer. And in a way, it was only by recognizing that mindset in herself and then unpicking it and being able to challenge that barrier that she was able to unlock something and move forward and get to the point where she produced and published her own book. And I think it's such a point that resonates across all types of adventures, actually, is this story about that we tell ourselves. I know for me, often I get asked the question, oh, are you a runner? And my immediate response is, well, I run, but I'm not sure I'm a runner. And actually, as I hear myself saying it, I don't even necessarily know what that means. And I know in my head that means, well, I'm not somebody who runs competitively, or I'm not pushing timings, or, you know, trying to get my personal best or whatever it is. But I run, you know, at least 3 times a week, and I love it. It's really important to me. So in that sense, yes, I am a runner. And more broadly, it applies to so many other aspects of our lives. So my challenge to you this week is to have a think about what is the story that I'm telling myself about what I am and what I'm not. And if I was to change that story, if I was to challenge that story, what would that potentially unlock? Would it mean that I am more able to go for something, that I have a niggling idea of something that I'd like to do? And that I've not done it because I've never been that person. Or maybe it's just this sort of broadening out of possibility that actually, if we stop listening to that voice that tells us this is who we are, and maybe think, well, who else could I be? That opens a whole world of adventures that we could potentially take on. So as always, I would love to know what you think. So please get in touch. You can find me on Instagram at Resilience at Work. You can find me on LinkedIn, Nikki Bass. And if you are struggling and you're finding that you have an idea for an adventure, but you just don't know how to get started, please do reach out to me. I offer one-to-one coaching and group coaching, and I'd love to have a chat with you about how we can unlock some of those adventures and dreams for you too. So yeah, until next week, we'll be back with another adventure, and I look forward to speaking to you then. Speak to you later. Bye.